WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
WTMA, Steve Russell at 7:03. I have exactly 11 seconds to say good evening and hello. So, good evening and hello. Good evening. WTMA and Steve Russell at 7:08 and a chance for you to win $10 and a lip load of laughs and smack your mouth Yuletide coming up soon in Mistletoe.
Steve Russell, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Everybody talking about salary, that explains my $135 a week right here.
I was going to introduce you as Mr. Smoothie, but come on, there you were.
After that, you better just not introduce me at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Russell, before your very earlobes, getting groovy, getting down, and trying to get back up again. I'll tell you what year was that?
That was probably 73, which is when I came here, 73.
1973.
Worked here through 75.
Now, just real quickly, we're going to tell them you're still in the broadcasting industry. Mm-hmm. You're working at what radio station?
Sunny 100.5. In fact, at 11 o'clock, switch over. After this show is over.
They better not dare do that. Oh, after the show is over.
After the show, yes.
Now, do you want to tell them how you were as just a young boy in Bamberg, South Carolina, listening to a star, your favorite, your idol?
Obviously, you've heard the story before, Booby.
Tell them how you got interested in radio. I love hearing
now
this
story.
Now
I know why I was invited here today.
I got to hear this story again. Now, TMA didn't go all the way to Bamberg, but WTMA-FM did.
Well, actually, TMA did during the daytime.
Yeah.
We could pick up.
But nothing was happening during the daytime. It was the nighttime that you were inspired with.
TMA-FM. Yeah. Well, first of all, I will give you credit for getting me into the business. You are probably the person responsible for that.
Oh, I love me.
Back in the 60s, my dad and my sister and I would come down for vacation to Folly Beach.
Uh-huh.
You would be on the air, and I just fell in love with being on the beach and in Charleston and you, all of those ingredients together. Plus, we'd listen to you up there at night on TMA-FM.
Yeah, now if I only can get you to be a preacher. Just following my footsteps.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's got it. He's got the anointing.
It's getting there.
Hey,
following the footsteps of Orwell.
Let me tell you something. That's how I got in radio. I heard someone that I liked on the radio and wanted to go into it. But let me tell you, of all the guys in here, and they've all had their own successes, I'm really, really proud of you because you are a total success in this market. You've come in and you very quietly have become rich. You have prestige. People like you.
Keep going.
And something some of us didn't ever attain to, but I don't know if too many people know that you're the voice
of
Piggly Wiggly. You know, when you say you're stuck with a pig, you got to think of Steve Russell. You know, it's right there.
It's funny. Most people say, well, not most, but some people say, is that you in the pig head, the pig costume? When I say I do the audio work for the pig,
I guess
the audio work word just goes right by. Is that you in the pig costume?
Yeah. They think of me as that without the pig costume. Listen, you were doing the voiceover for Channel 2 for years. Are you still doing that?
For about 7 years.
For 7 years?
No, 7 years up until about a year ago.
What is your favorite moment in your broadcasting career? It's not over with yet.
Probably the morning that Billy Smith and I called you at 4 a.m. and told you it wasn't time to get up yet.
That's terrible.
I don't know if you remember that. You were doing Saturday mornings at 6, and I was doing overnights. Yeah. Billy Smith was also doing overnights, except he wasn't working.
He was out.
He was just out overnights. And he came in about 4 a.m. and he said, what time do you normally call Boob to wake him up? I said, 5. He said, let's call him now and tell him it's not time to get up yet.
I remember that.
So,
yeah. I got even some way. Billy Smith is, by the way, still in Myrtle Beach. That's where he came from and he went back to. And he's still doing surf music, I guess, or beach music, as we
between,
call it.
Between jail terms.
Yeah, that's true. No, we're not supposed
just
to discuss that.
Just
we're just, Billy, if you're listening, we're it's Steve said that. You can sue him by name. And we got to
take
a break.
That's right, I'm
rich. Steve, thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thanks
Dan Moon appreciates it. I don't know whether
glad
I did
to be
or not.
Here.
But
glad to see you too, Boop. Everybody.
Well, we're going to be back for another hour, and I'll tell you what, we have some more nostalgia, some old sounds from the past for you to listen to, and also we'll discuss politics and whatever you want to discuss on the radio. It's all coming up in the next hour. With Dan Moon, I'm Booby Nash, and I'll still be Booby Nash when I come back in the second hour. Goodbye.